it's Giselle, and welcome to Generation Giselle, the podcast. As a 20-something-year-old myself, I've had some interesting experiences. I've gotten to reflect on it, but my journey still continues. This podcast is for anyone who can relate. Every episode, we'll talk about those moments that shaped us into who we are. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Whenever and wherever you're listening, I want to start this episode by sharing my current mood, and honestly, I'm feeling really happy and at peace with the decisions I've been making lately, which relates to what this episode is going to be about today, and that's letting go of people and situations that no longer align with you, specifically regarding breakups and friendship breakups. Today, I joined a Zoom meeting with a few women that shared their rose, bud, and thorn. And this was the first time I ever did that, and I want to share it with you. So my rose is something that I'm happy about. So today I'm happy about recording this first episode. My bud is something I'm looking forward to, and that's for sure the summer, because I'll definitely have more time to work on my personal goals. And my thorn, I would say, is not being able to see my best friend as often as I'd like to. And that's something I get a little sad about, but hopefully this summer it'll give us, you know, that time to catch up. And yeah, that's my rose, bud, thorn. So definitely share yours with me on Instagram at Generation Giselle, because I want to know what's been on your mind lately. I love that because it just gives you time to reflect on life, and I think that's a fun and easy way to do it. So now moving on to the topic of today's episode, which is breakups and friendship breakups. When I started the journey of healing from it, trust me, it wasn't easy because they both happened one right after the other. So for a good year, it just took a big toll on my mental health. It was something that I always thought about until I started reflecting back on it, and that's when I just realized I had to make the right choice. After my breakup, I knew I couldn't go back as even just a friend, because I think when you get close to someone on a deeper level, you can't see them as just a friend anymore, at least for me. So it's no hate to that person. If anything, it's the complete opposite. And at the end of the day, you just wish happiness to them, because as much as you reflect on the bad moments, you also think about the good. Something that really helped me heal from that was just being by myself and just getting comfortable with being alone. It's okay to go to the mall alone, because it teaches you how to be more confident and more sure of yourself. And that's something that I definitely learned. I used to take myself shopping, give myself a little self-care. You know, I really enjoyed, you know, reading a lot, which is something that I'm gonna get into a little bit later. So in the beginning, it was a little difficult, but then once I started doing it more, it just became something that I started to do more often. After the breakup, I started getting more guys wanting to take me out, but honestly, I knew that breakup was meant for me to, you know, raise my standards. So when I started to see similar things that I didn't like, that I accepted in the past, and that's not talking specifically about my ex, but just guys in general, I made sure to stand by my standards. So, for example, the other day on campus, this guy comes up to me and, you know, he starts asking me if I have a boyfriend and telling me that I have a beautiful aura. And I feel like that was just kind of a test to see, like, okay, this guy is telling you all these nice things, but are you just gonna, like, go with it and just let this guy talk to you because he's saying all these nice things? Or are you not gonna entertain it because in reality, you're not interested? And I honestly feel like that was God testing me, so I kindly said I wasn't interested, and, you know, I passed the test. And I hope that's one thing that all of you take from this episode, is to choose you always, and, you know, don't settle for the sake of just saying that you have a relationship, because it's gonna hold you back a lot more than you think. And honestly, that goes the same with friends. You know, I have one good friend, and that's honestly all I need. And through that friendship breakup, I was able to appreciate my best friend more and really get to know her past the surface level stuff. My favorite part about our friendship now is that with just the two of us, we can genuinely be proud of each other. And, you know, we both agree that we were completely different in the past, and our life was also completely different. It was just a completely different era. And, you know, we wish the best to them, because at the end of the day, everyone is constantly evolving and changing. And I really think that's the beautiful part of life. And, you know, it's a journey. With that friendship breakup, I was able to, you know, get out of that phase in my life where I felt like I had to please everybody, and I found peace in choosing myself and doing what I believed was right for my own happiness. I took the time to learn about healing, and I started reading books a lot more, and the one that helped me a lot is The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beadle. So, a little context, it's split into chapters, and it's set by the months within a year, so you could open today's date and find a subtopic related to letting go. So, for example, just to stay on topic, January 6th is titled Relationships, and it says, if we are unhappy without a relationship, we'll probably be unhappy with one as well. A relationship doesn't begin our lives. A relationship doesn't become our life. A relationship is a continuation of life. And whenever I was really sad, I would start reading through this book, and, you know, it would help me get through all those hard moments, and it would just help me get out of my head and think with a clear mind. And, you know, it made me realize everything was for the best. And as you go through your own healing from a breakup or friendship, you'll just start to see that and, you know, realize that it was all for the best and it was just a part of your story. You know, you can thank those people for the moment that they were in your life and continue your story. With that being said, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Generation Giselle. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Generation Giselle podcast and follow me on Instagram at Generation Giselle. That way you'll be reminded each time a new episode comes out. Talk to you soon.